Good morning, Friday the 20th of April, and a big week happening with the Sioux City Symphony. It's been a big month for the Sioux City Symphony, so in honor of that, it was Travis Morgan, the executive director of the Sioux City Symphony, has been able to squeeze some time in, so he is my guest host today for Cultural Continuum. Hey there, Travis.
How you doing?
Thanks for coming out.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Nice
to have you. I've got 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Okay. Well, let's get to it. Getting to things. William Darwin from right out here at Western Iowa Tech. He's a professional baritone singer, and he's also the instructor of music and director of choirs here at Western Iowa Tech. We'll be presenting a faculty voice recital tonight at 7 o'clock at Cargill Auditorium, right across the road from the studios here at Siouxland Public Media. The recital will explore German Romanticism with works by Brahms, Schumann, Schubert, and Richard Strauss.
The Sioux City Community Theater presents a youth theater production of The Secret Garden through Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday, April 22nd at 2 p.m. The musical is based on the 9/11 novel by the same name, written by Francis Hodgson Burnett.
Lamb Arts Regional Theater is in the middle of a run of Aura, got underway last week. Showtimes continue through Sunday, April 22nd. That's at the Box at Lamb. Aura is the story of an eccentric man named Mike who can see color auras surrounding others, revealing their vitality or perhaps their imminent demise. It's an exploration of how Mike copes with knowledge that one should not even possess, let alone share with others.
Tennessee Williams' classic, The Glass Menagerie. Maybe put a pronunciation thing in there. I didn't need that.
Oh.
I was proud of myself.
We're going to trust you on that.
That's right. Will be presented by Northwestern College Theater on April 20th and 26th through the 28th at 7:30 p.m. and April 21st at 2 and 7:30 p.m. The play is set in the memories of Tom Wingfield, an aspiring poet who works in the shoe warehouse to support his mother and sister in St. Louis in 1937.
I just find it weird that dudes walk around with a name like Tennessee. Like, that's their name.
Don't play cards with a guy that has a name like of a state.
Right,
never
exactly.
Do that.
Or pool.
Yes.
Morningside College is hosting a Symphonia American Composers recital tonight at 7:30. That'll be at Epley Auditorium with performances by the Symphonia Brass Band and the Men of Song Choir, along with several other duets and solos.
There is an MS event on Saturday, a Walk MS event on Saturday, April 21st, starting at 9 a.m. at Riverside Park. Walk MS is meant to raise awareness about multiple sclerosis, and the Walking Juns, the Fighting Juns, will be there.
The Fighting Juns.
Jason Juns.
Okay.
Yes.
Siouxland Public Media's arts producer, Allie Carson, will be leading an art-making workshop tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. That'll be at the B Yoga Studio in downtown Sioux City, just a couple floors up from Diving Elk. It's part of Ode's community art project tied to the next live storytelling event. The theme for that is belonging. The workshop will begin with a short meditation and group discussion on belonging. Art supplies will be provided. Participants are encouraged to personalize their project with letters, photos, and other mementos. Ode on Facebook for more.
Yeah, Facebook. This one's for all you Going Green people and for kids out there. The Sioux City Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center will present Earth Day with Captain Lewis, a kid's activity to celebrate Earth Day with a do-it-yourself seed jar project on Saturday, April 21st at 1 p.m. Kids will create a seed jar to watch seeds grow into plants, a process called germination, then keep a journal to record the growth of that seed.
We're an agricultural community. That works
very
well. Wags and Whiskers is this Saturday. It was last Saturday, but then it snowed a bunch.
Right.
It'll be at the Bark Park in Orange City. There's a short presentation by the Sheriff's Department K-9 unit and a chance to meet one of the dogs that assists local law enforcement officers. The event includes a walk around Veterans Park. Obviously, pets are welcome.
The entrepreneurship group at Morningside College will show the film Look to the Sky on Saturday, April 21st at 7 p.m. Look to the Sky is a film by Brett Culp that emphasizes the importance of being an everyday hero, just like you.
Oh, and you too.
Oh, thanks.
The Sioux City Symphony Orchestra. Hey, that's you guys.
That's us.
You present West Side Story tomorrow night at 7:30. And, we've got a matinee on Sunday. This is such a big production. It's at 3 o'clock. The matinee is on Sunday. Both will be at the Orpheum Theater. The modern Romeo and Juliet love story will feature a groundbreaking combination of staging, choreography, obviously a full orchestra, and a completely digitally designed projected set. What's that about?
Well, we have to hide our orchestra at times of the production because the actors share the stage with us. So sheets of fabric will drop down and fly out. And when they drop down, we'll actually project the scene, the background on those pieces.
Oh, wow.
It's really, really something to see, yeah.
Interesting.
The Betty Strong Encounter Center will present Love of the West with prairie poet and storyteller Marcy Broyhill and songwriter and guitarist Teresa K. Orr on Sunday, April 22nd at 2 p.m. Broyhill and Orr are sisters who grew up on a farm along Nebraska's Outlaw Trail Scenic Byway, Highway 12. They have performed at various Western venues in six states.
One Book, One Siouxland presents Hidden Figures of Siouxland, Women Shattering the Glass Ceiling. That'll be Sunday at 2 p.m. at Morningside College. Hear from local women who have shattered the glass ceiling in a variety of fields once dominated by men.
The Sioux City Public Museum is hosting an open house at the historic Pierce Mansion on Sunday, April 22nd from 1 to 4 in honor of Earth Day. The first 100 attendees will receive a packet of seeds. Tours of the mansion will be given throughout the afternoon. If you've never been to the Pierce Mansion, that is something to see.
I was there when it used to be a museum.
Right.
The Cherokee County Conservation Board is offering a toad house making event, probably an Earth Day thing, I'm assuming. That'll be at 2 o'clock on Sunday. Toads are beneficial to gardens because they feed on bugs, beetles, and other garden pests.
The Northwest Iowa Group Sierra Club's next monthly meeting is Tuesday, April 24th at 5 p.m., featuring a potluck with a twist, followed by a short drive to Briarcliff University for an Earth Day program. Keynote speaker Calvin B. DeWitt, professor emeritus of University of Wisconsin-Madison, will be giving a talk entitled Earth Stewardship and Laudato Si. Interesting. Earth Stewardship and Laudato Si.
Okay. I think that last part might be in Spanish.
You are correct.
Okay. The final, it's getting to be summer. The final vendor meeting for the Sioux City Farmers Market is Wednesday at 6 p.m. at Sioux City Public Library. Topics will include WIC, senior programs, as well as setup, hours of operation, and more. So if you're going to be a vendor, get there Wednesday at 6 p.m.
That farmers market has gotten so much bigger and better than when it first started. Man, it's blown up. The Institute for Lifelong Learning is hosting a murder mystery dinner theater show called A Cajun Killing on Thursday, April 26th at 6 p.m. at the Whispering Creek Active Retirement Community. Those are always fun to go to.
Yeah, Cajun Killing. That's interesting.
Yes.
National Music Museum in Vermilion is presenting NMM Live Gamelan Ensemble. That'll be Friday afternoon, rather, at 12:05. The gamelan isn't one musical instrument, but it's many, including hanging gongs, drums, xylophone-like instruments, mallets, and more. Go to nmmusd.org for more.
And finally, the Dorothy Pico Nature Center is hosting a volunteer workday on Saturday, April 28th at 9 a.m. Cleanup activities will be done around trails, gardens, and the nature playscape. Volunteers are advised to wear sturdy shoes and bring work gloves because you got soft hands. Can't be doing out there doing that kind of stuff.
All right. That'll do it for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. Travis has work to go get to.
Right.
So we're going to leave you all with the Jet Song from West Side Story.
Well played.
As we close up tonight's edition, or today's edition of Cultural Continuum.
When you're a jet all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day. When you're a jet, let them do what they can. You've got brothers around. You're a family man. You're never alone. Never disconnected. You're home with your own. When company's expected, you're well protected. Then you are set with a capital J, which you'll never forget till they cart you away. When you're a jet, you stay a jet.
Now I know Tony like I know me, and I guarantee you can count him in.
In, out, let's get cracking.
Where you gonna find Bernardo?
It ain't safe to go into PR territory.
We'll be at the dance tonight at the gym.
Yeah, but the gym's neutral territory.
Hey, Rab, I'm gonna make nice with him. I'm only gonna challenge him.
Great, Daddy-o.
So listen, everybody dress up sweet and sharp. Meet Tony and me at the dance at the 10. And walk tall.
We always walk tall.
We're jets.
The greatest.
When you're a jet, you're a top cat in town. You're a gold medal kid with a heavyweight crown. When you're a jet, you're the swinging a thing. Little boy, you're a man. Little man, you're a king. The jets are in gear. Our cylinders are clinking. The shots are still clear. Cause every Puerto Rican's a lousy chicken.
Here come the jets like a bat out of hell. Someone gets in our way. Someone don't feel so well.
Here come the jets, little worlds left aside. Better go underground, better run, better hide. We're drawing a line, so keep your nose hidden. We're hanging a sign, the visitor's forbidden, and we ain't kidding.
Here come the jets, yeah, and we're going.
gonna beat every last bugging gang on the whole bugging street, on the whole.